This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samuel Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
I'll be sharing with us quickly on the topic, hiding in plain sight. Hiding in plain sight. Christianity can sometimes become a bubble where all the needs of your ecosystem are met in such a fantastic way that you do not know what is going on outside of your bubble. In fact, sometimes you see it, you ignore it. Sometimes you just have this, it is not my business, subconscious. It's one of those things about Christianity and complacency that I saw some years back, and I told myself, oftentimes we become Christians. We get born again, our children start going to church, our relatives are all converted. We are all in this place, in this church. We seem to have gotten the hang of everything. And suddenly you hear that the daughter of a pastor or the son of a deacon or pastor has gone into a certain deviant behavior. And it suddenly sounds alien to you. You are caught off guard. You are thinking, how did this happen? How do we deal with this? Okay, let's go to the hospital. Okay, what are the doctors saying? You basically, the things that naturally you wouldn't do some years before, that if this kind of an issue comes up, you know how to handle it. But because after some time in Christianity, we come into a place of ease. It's a natural thing to come into a place of ease where things are going smoothly and you are not anticipating evil. Why should you be anticipating evil? You are not anticipating evil. You are just like, okay, things are fine. Thank you, Jesus, every day. Oh, shambla, shambla, shambla. We pray in tongues a bit. We sleep. We eat good food. We are healthy. Everything around us gives us a cause to rejoice. And then you hear this pastor's daughter or this pastor's son or this member's son is now a feminist. Or this one is gay. Or this one is lesbian, or this one is trans something. And you're like, how? Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Why are people disturbing our peace like this? Why can't everybody just be fine? Like, we are fine. What kind of devilry is this? What kind of devilry? What kind of devilry? Eh? Everybody is... is putting their key in key, or you are putting key in key. Does it make any sense? Are you thinking? And then from that point, we find ourselves locked down into strange realities, strange occurrences, and we begin to fight a lot of demons. And these things are not hidden. They are always in plain sight. When you hear people talk about ideologies outside of Christ, all ideologies, every ideology that is the product of human thinking is subject to corruption. Mandela started out as a freedom fighter. He eventually became a terrorist. That is the truth. When I read his book, Long Walk to Freedom, He said they started out as freedom fighters. At a point, they decided agitation and protest was not enough. They went to Libya to learn from terrorist camp how to sabotage the government. They learned it and they came back to South Africa and they began to throw bombs. They began to sabotage electricity companies, sabotage government facilities, blowing up stuff. When we look at it from the surface, yes, apartheid was evil. Yes, people deserve to be free. Yes, people will do everything in their power to find freedom. And one of such things was agitation, then terrorism. But it would no longer be fair after they have dismantled apartheid, after he had become president, for members of his party to continue to throw bombs. You've gotten what you wanted. You've gotten what you wanted. What is the point of throwing bombs anymore? You see that logic? That logic is fair. There was oppression. Then you guys came together and said, we want to fight this oppression by every means necessary, even by giving our life and our blood. Okay, that's fair. Then you went all out, sparing nothing. You left your lucrative career in law, and you went to learn how to shoot and how to plant bombs and how to. Okay. Then you came back and you did it. Okay. Then you got arrested. Okay. You are thrown in jail. Okay. People then sang all sorts of songs, pressure from every diplomatic places, and eventually you got free. And you are handed over the reins of government, and apartheid was dismantled. That logic ends from the moment the enemy is gone. That logic, that is how you know something is logical. Cause and effect. Something happened, then there was an effect, then it produced a result. Once you get the result, what is the point of agitation again? Now, this is where I'm really going. I just wanted to cite that so that when I lead you to where I'm going, you'll get it. Yes, it is true that there was a season in the evolution of our world that men dominated all the spaces. Yes, history says it, culture says it. Even I was deliberately looking at all the African cultures before the proliferation of the West. And I said, oh, it's true. In so many cultures, women were subjugated. Women were not given a voice. This is the truth. And then came the 50s and the 60s after the Second World War. During the Second World War, a lot of men died in battle. 2 million men approximately died between 1938 and 1944. And then they had the baby boom. There are not enough men to go around, and there are so many women. So there was industrial revolution, and they had a lot of children, and they couldn't get the normal ratio of marriage. So there are so many women who are single mothers and all that. They were trying to revamp the population. Nobody was looking at appropriateness of marriage anymore. You can sow your seed in as many places as you want because they wanted the population back. Okay, it is a cause and effect of war. Then there was industrial revolution, and during that, women proved that they could master many things, that they could master medicine. Before, they were just made nurses, but after the war and during the war, they saw that when doctors were not available, women were capable as doctors. Nobody could take them down to nurses anymore. That has gone. They saw women are capable as lawyers. And when they didn't want to give them their right, they started a feminist movement. They burnt brass. They started fire all over London and America. History has shown that to be true. that men were at a point, we have a patriarchal society, and women said, enough. Women said, enough. And men responded by conceding that, oh, we've been too high-handed. We needed to recheck our values. Glory to God. Things changed. All over the world now, we have women earning appropriately as they should as men. Some were asking for some things that are not realistic. And in those cases, they surely wouldn't get it. For example, some women said, oh, we want to earn the same as male footballers. Even I laughed. You must earn according to what you earn. When male footballers are playing, the whole world, 1 billion people will watch. When you are playing, 100,000 people will watch. You share money from 100,000. When you are doing beauty pageants, everybody watches. Men don't do beauty pageants. Therefore, they cannot say they want to earn as much as you there. So you just have to be, you have to think of things in that. That is, those are things that are commonsensical. Where you earn, you share the party. Okay, so you understand it. In fashion industry, women dominate. Okay, all the money that comes from there is yours. So it's very simple. You want to play football? Get the crowd to come and watch. Whatever they contribute, you share it. But you can't say, oh, men are earning 1 billion because they are making 100 billion. And then you want to, they will not give it to you. But that is not inequality. That can't be inequality. In every space where women are working, they are earning as much as they deserve. Now, that is the truth. I've checked it before I came forward. Checked it in, even in Nigeria. There is no place where you have a PhD, I have a PhD, and then you both of us are, and then they say, because you're a woman, there is no place anymore. And so what is the point of feminism? What are you fighting for? Again. And then, the feminism that they now have has been taken over by the devil. And I, for one, as much as anybody cares to know, I empower women greatly. I have always been for the absolute freedom of the human in Christ. It has always been my mantra. Every human being must have liberty in Christ. It doesn't matter. I do not want to see anybody subjugated, anybody enslaved by anyone who Christ has set free. It's a personal mission for me. Either the person is a single mother, you must have a voice in the church. You must have a voice in society. The trajectory of your life cannot shut you up for life. I will not stand for it. I do not want it. It's one of the reasons I upended every system I've ever been involved in, where I saw that certain people are not given a voice. I said, no, everybody must have a right to the sanctity of life and dignity of the human person. But the devil has found a loophole, and it happened in plain sight. Some of the things I saw in the last few days were extremely shocking to me. That it happened in my lifetime, that it happened and I could read it, made me feel so terrible. It means we have not been doing much of our work, or that we have become complacent. That is the plain truth. So on social media, where God told me that go there, stay there, grow there, gather people from there, teach there, I've been doing my work. But it seems that I now have an audience and that audience has become exclusive. Because how in the world are people talking of polycules, polyamory, misandry, misogyny? No, I had to go and look at dictionary. I had to start checking things. Like they invented a whole lot of words that they didn't teach me when I was doing English in secondary school. My God, I thought I was a wordsmith. That's why I was a master of words that I learned. I read some English and I was just like, the devil is very crafty. See all this English that these people are putting up. It basically just means what you saw in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. This was Hebrew 1. Ah, sorry, Romans 1. Romans chapter 1. Men had given themselves unto all sorts of realities, and their heart has been seared with iron, their conscience has become hardened, and they are now doing all sorts of evil. And they are given even new definition. And here I am, plain Baragbenga. Simple me. I didn't even know the meaning of polycule. Imagine that they invented a whole new word and they didn't invite me to the party. They didn't say, Baragbenga, we want to do word lunch. Come and attend the word lunch party. I was scrambling. Scrambling to find an understanding of all the things I was reading. They are doing to 12, three people are marrying themselves, three people are they are recruiting people into their relationship circle. One woman, they will go and recruit another woman. That one will join them, become a third. Then they recruit another one, but this one will be a girlfriend, not a wife. Then they recruit another one. This one will be another boyfriend, not a wife. And they keep going on and on and on. And I was like, I thank God Jesus did not come. Oh, he just had come and just had asked me, son, how is the world? I would say, ah, we are getting a hand of it, sir. We are on top of it. We are not on top of it, though. I'm telling you. And to see the number of people defending it, to see people writing me in my DM telling me this is not so bad. The guy was just trying to find the definition of life outside of good and evil. Ha! Somebody telling me, hey, take it easy. He's a genius. Geniuses must have some of the things I've read, some of the excuses I've seen. Ha! See, my brothers and sisters, we have work to do. The devil is doing crazy things to generations that are under our watch. Crazy things. People are getting married deliberately and planning their divorce ahead. Like, you met a guy, you saw that he has money, you then say, okay, let me marry him for 5 years. In 5 years, I'll divorce him. And people are executing things like that. Like, people are executing things like that. Imagine the kind of coldness and heartlessness that has come upon people. That a guy will come to a woman to say, I like you, I want to marry you. And the woman will say, I don't love him, but I'll marry him for stability. And in 5 years' time, I'm going to divorce him. And another one said, I've come out to my mother that I'm a bisexual. Another one said, I combine my profession with runs. That is prostitution. I combine the two, it's acceptable. Some of the things I've read, and the reason I must read them is because they fall under my jurisdiction. I was supposed to be the outlier. Like GSOBI was supposed to be the church outside of church where all sort of crazy people can find a home. I cannot lie to you. Cannot lie to you. I've been shocked. I was supposed to be shocking people. They were supposed to look at us, and they were supposed to say, "Ah, these people are, they've gone far." Eh? They are supposed to look at members of GSOBI and say, "Ah, will these people enter heaven? We are supposed to be the outliers. We are supposed to be the people that the conservative church will look at and say, ah, these people, be careful. We are supposed to be those." Like, that was why we were made. We were outliers. We were supposed to be the home for those who are on the fringes. And I was shocked. In fact, as I was reading some of the things that has happened in the last 1 week in the world and in the ecosystem that God has placed me, I stood up yesterday as I was praying. I began to cry. I was tired of it. Is this the world we are dealing with now? Why couldn't we get a handle on this? Why didn't somebody see this? Some of them, they will hide behind bitter. You will see it in their bitter rhetorics that something is not fine with these people. Something is not fine with these people. Oh, men are this, men are scum, men are bad. It is not true. They are deliberately using that as a smoke screen to hide all sorts of evil. So that they won't even give you the opportunity to reach them or talk to them. They then create these layers of defenses, rhetorics that are lies. And at the end of the day, you find out they are just girls. I mean, if four or five of you can be sleeping with one guy because of money, and you say you are feminists, you are basically once girls. You just don't want to conform to the standards that society has set. So you are telling everybody, no, we are feminists. We don't want anything to do with men. Meanwhile, you are collecting dollars and you are sleeping with somebody. Why? Why? Is that not all confusing and all perturbing? And as I looked at it, I realized they are acting in conformity with their nature. They are human after all. We are the ones that have gotten used to our bubble. I hope you get my point. Human beings are subject to corruption, to perversion, to lies, to deceit, to justification, to justifying things, giving excuses. Those are basic human behavioral pattern. Those are the things that we, being children of God, are supposed to get ahead of with our evangelism, unique way of bringing people to Christ, with the way we insist on what Christianity is, with the way we take over that social media and teach, and not teach in a religious manner, teach in such a way that we can penetrate people, just turn off. You know, a lot of these people, they read my stories. That's the truth. That's why I have so many of them on my, if you see the way they've been lampooning me in the last 3 days, simply because I said there is no male, there is no female in Christ. All of us are now one. Therefore, there is no reason for feminism. They were recruiting people to come and talk. And the reason for that was because they had access to my page. And that means they read. But it seems we have gone a little bit religious. I am also watching it. I'm redefining. Because I used to write a lot of things. I would add a little bit of sexual stuff here and there to attract them. People don't know. So that because I was looking at them, I would think, these people like sexual things. So I would add a little bit. In the early days, I used to attract a lot of them. I was able to change so many people's destiny. We're able to change so many people. I remember one of the feminists, some of you remember her. I don't want to mention her name. She's now a pastor's wife in Canada. Very bitter in those days. She took me on social media and she was saying, no, on my wedding day, I will not kneel down. I will not do this. In fact, I don't want to get. But she became a member of JSWMI. She did PSSBC. She got married. She got filled with the Holy Ghost. She brought her friends from America to Nigeria. I got all of them filled with the Holy Ghost in 2019. All of them, including her husband. Today, the husband is a pastor in Canada. She's a pastor's wife. And she introduced me to her father. We went to her father's church in Kwara. We went to baptize them in the Holy Ghost in her father's church. So it wasn't as if our message was not effective. But you know what? Some of those stories that I wrote in the early days that brought people like her to Christ, some of our Christian brothers and sisters, they wrote to me. They said, ah, this is not evangelism material. How can you be writing a bit of sexual thing here and there? Eh? This is not Christianity. We are not, this is corrupting people. Hey. So when they wrote that feedback, I then adjusted a bit. See, when I adjusted a bit, somehow I had left that niche. That catch that brought people, don't really mention names, but there are a lot of people that those sexual part of my writing brought into the gospel. That when I stopped it, I couldn't reach that catchment of people again. And suddenly, we have follicular problems. We have perversions from everywhere, and they were hiding in plain sight. I'm here to remind all of us, this bubble we are in, this bubble, this meeting will do, the Holy Spirit will move, we'll receive anointing, we'll receive grace. It seems many of us are now spending all those currencies on ourselves, on our husband, on our children, on our career. Everything is going smooth, right? Everything is going smooth, right? Until there's a there's a follicular problem. Because by taking our eyes away from all those things and minding our business, those things will come back to disturb our world. They will grow in influence. They will then come back to disturb our world. Let me say it in a simple way. The Lord led me one time to a place called Shasha in Ibadan. I went there. I met this young man. As soon as I saw him, I said, I must minister the gospel to this man. I just felt a burden in my heart. So I went to him. He was very hostile. But I did everything. Gave him money. Told him to sit down. That I need to talk to him because of his future. At the end of the day, I listened. I preached to him. I prayed for him. Filled him with the Holy Ghost. When I left the place, I was in a vehicle coming back to Lagos. I saw a vision. The Lord showed me this same person 20 years from now, 20 years from that time, that this same person came to my house with guns to rob me. The Lord said, what I've done today preserved you. Because it was this guy would have one day been one of those who will come to rob you in your own house. But you have saved him today. And the Lord showed me that so that I can understand that if I had left it, and I thought I was safe. What I left by not obeying him to lead that guy to Christ would one day be a big problem for me in the future. I'm saying the same thing to us, ladies and gentlemen, young people who are on social media. It's time to revamp our activities and go all out and get back our catchment and our fringe people, all our strange people. Let us bring them back. We have not been ordinary for some time. We need to begin to bring in follicular people, follicular and molecular, all these strange people. We need to bring them to Christ. We are created for that purpose. We shouldn't sit in our bubble and allow things like this to take over the world we live in. Please think about it. Rebrand and re-strategize so that going forward, you target, and you bring in the sheaves. These are souls that are perishing, and we are created to win them. The Lord will empower us as we do so. If you are blessed by this class, please submit and shout, Glory!
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 Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teachings. God bless you.